Sorry, sensitive images, but in reality, it's absolutely heartbreaking.
So I just hope now it really happened, that world peace really came, at least for the people to be able to get on with their lives without fearing tomorrow. At least the children will go to school knowing that they're safe, and the children know that they're safe to come back home in one piece. At least for you, my believers, and myself, we also will have peace. And we'll not have to cry every day for the suffering of humanity in all this foolishness of atrocity. At least you and I we should have to kneel and thank God and not have to cry for anything else, not have to beg like poorest of the poor beggars for world peace, so that our hearts will not cry with blood anymore. Then we will just pray more for world vegan, for the poor, innocent animal people who suffer so much, so much, that we don't even dare to look at the images of their pain, the image of their humans, soulless, ignorant atrocities against the helpless, defenseless souls that live on the same planet that God gave to all of us. Okay, now I come down now and continue my talk to Mapa and to the King of Peace.
Ukraine and Russia, we signed a peace treaty. That's what I'm told. Hopefully I didn't hear it wrong. And after that, Russia will prepare to leave Ukraine. Russia will begin to leave Ukraine within a week, more or less. I hope this is not my own imagination and fairy tale, because many months already, even from last year already, I have been mailed all the time, many times, repeatedly, almost constantly, like, don't worry, peace will come, fear not, peace will come, or similar messages all the time, and I almost went like berserk, because I didn't see it coming. At that time, I didn't see anything. I'm not allowed to see anything. I just had to work like a blind and deaf and dumb person. I just had to work, not knowing what will come. That's what makes it very difficult to bear. The negative really wanted me to work in the dark, to see if I still continue to work or not. The Mara King told me that afterward. Blessed be his soul. So hopefully this really will come true. And, you know, if you have read all the news on the internet about the predictions of Baba Wanga, you know, or many other predictions saying that this year we have an atomic war even, an international war, world war and all that. They keep bombarding your head and make you feel truly hopeless.
Michel de Nostradamus. In 1555, he published The Prophecies. He wrote in riddles. He wrote in quatrains, four lines of code meant to hide the truth from the Inquisition. But today, those codes are breaking. They are pointing to a single point on the map. They are pointing to right now. The quatrains speak of a red adversary. For decades, we thought this was the Soviet Union. Then we thought it was China. But look at the map today. Look at the flags. Look at the revolutionary fire rising from the east. The red adversary is pale with fear. A naval battle has begun. Nostradamus spoke of a great fleet chief. He named a place Carmania. It is an ancient name, a name lost to time, but mapmakers know it. Carmania is the southern coast of Iran. He saw a commander rising from those shores. He saw a fleet setting out in the dead of night. The great swarm of bees shall arise. These are his words. In 1555, there were no machines, there were no robots. But what does a swarm of drones look like on a radar screen? What does a cluster of suicide drones sound like as they scream through the air? A swarm of bees, a night ambush. The prophecy says the world will be plunged into a great trouble. Nostradamus wrote of a seven-month great war, 7 months of fire, 7 months where the bushel of wheat shall rise so high that man will eat his fellow man. Look at the markets. Look at the grain silos. The 2026 conflict has choked the trade routes. The Strait of Hormuz is a graveyard of steel. The prophecy isn't just about bullets. It is about hunger.
Amid the ongoing Iran-US tensions, as tensions escalate on the ground, many are turning to age-old prophecies for clues about what the future may hold. The Middle East is burning after Israel, and the United States launched joint attacks on Iran. Tehran retaliated by carrying out strikes against the UAE, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar. The latest conflict has renewed fears that this could be the beginning of World War III. Bulgarian mystic Baba Vanga had apparently warned that the year 2026 could witness a global war. The blind psychic saw visions in her dreams, which became the basis of the prophecies attributed to her. One of them is believed to be about a war that will start in the east and spread to the west. The Middle East is in the grips of a major conflict that could witness more upheavals. With Iran-Israel-US locked in a conflict, people can't help but wonder whether Baba Vanga's prophecy could be coming true.
But we thank God, gazillions of gazillions of gazillions of gazillions of gazillions of times that this is still coming. At least in this moment, we have Iran and Israel peace. Oh, we thank President Trump and the Americans for working so hard to help make this happen under the grace of God, by the mercy of our parent mother and all the heavenly beings and all the grace and blessing merit from all the saints and sages, past, present, and future. We thank them all with our knees on the ground and our heads also on the ground. We thank you again, again, and again, infinitely, Mapa, and all your representatives, and all your faithful believers, all your worshippers, all your lovers, all your praisers, all your humble faithful servants. We thank you all. We thank you all. In the name of humanity and all living beings on this planet. Russians will safely return home as part of the deal. While I'm talking to you, I was just thinking it is a fairy tale. But nevertheless, we can believe it to keep our hope alive. We got nothing to lose anyway. All these images, all these pictures of a safe future, a peaceful future, will imprint in our brains, in our minds. So at least we have something positive to live with. And all this positive thinking of countless people will also create a very wonderful energy to go against the negative, which is trying so hard to destroy our world, to destroy humanity, the loving neighbors kind of life, and trying to destroy our faith in God and all what is beautiful and positive for our lives to continue. And at least we can hope for it. And we thank all involved under God's grace to make it happen. I was thinking that maybe I just let them air this to all of you. Well, maybe at least to us, to all the disciples of God, and to all who trust in me, we can have something good to think about, even if the world might not believe in what we believe. If it happens, it's good for us. If it doesn't, what to do, huh? Maybe we could say we mind our own business, going up to heaven every day, coming back and doing our normal worldly business and waiting to go home. Yes. And as Lord Jesus say then, let the dead bury the dead. And all the Ukrainian refugees will return home safely to rebuild their broken houses, their ruined villages, and reunite with loved ones. Maybe the soldiers who are broken in their bodies or in their hearts, then time will heal. Praise God. We love you, Ukrainians. We love you, the Russians as well. It's not your fault. None of you wanted it. It's just the mistakes of the leaders and the leaders who were listening to gossip and complaints by some group of your people who betray your country and who were causing all this just for fame and profit. I'm so sorry. They are too ignorant. They don't know that whatever harm they've done to others will return to them thousandfold, either immediately or later, either here on earth or in hell. You good people, Russians and Ukrainians, will be protected and will live in peace from now on. I guess many more details will be taken care of and manifested in Ukraine and Russia. But right now, my part doesn't tell me anything more, and the King of Peace also doesn't report to me anything more. We will see what's going to happen, whether or not world peace really comes. I mean, after Iran. I'm just kind of risking it this time, because normally you should not say things before they happen. Well, in my work. Because the negative will try all their might to obstruct it, to make me look like a maker of false clams. But I couldn't care less anymore. I'm tired of hiding and keeping many things from you. Even if we enjoy a few hours of positive thinking, It would be no harm. Let it be, okay? Maybe I would let them air it right now for you without with subtitles, and then you can work on it afterward. Love you. Thank you. Thank you, my working teams. God bless you so much. You have much merit, my guys. May God still love us, protect us all with all our mistakes and trouble and ignorance. May God bless us. May God bless world peace. Amen.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.